exploring STEM ideas, solving problems, building things, and breaking things. Please tell us what you're most curious about, and we will turn it into a story just for you. Welcome to STEM Stories for Kids. In today's story, Eleanor and Harriet go for camping. Eleanor's family decides to go for camping. They pack up the car with all the camping gear and they drive to the camping site. It's going to be Harriet's first ever camping trip. Harriet is Eleanor's younger sister. She is so cute. It's a beautiful camping site with lots of trees and a river. Eleanor's mother, Dorothy, starts to pull all the camping gear out of the car's trunk. Once everything is out, they realize that they have forgotten the most important thing of all, the tent. Oh no, what is going to happen now? Where will they sleep? Eleanor tells everyone, "Do not worry," and instead, think of how we can solve this problem. Eleanor asks her mother, Dorothy, "Mom, can we build a shelter?" "Oh, Eleanor, that's actually a great idea. Maybe we can build a fallen tree shelter." "Oh, how do we build that?" "We need to find a tree that has fallen on the ground and is safe. And then we need to find debris to block off the entrance. We'll need to collect leaves, branches, and sticks. The old logs of the tree will make a great shelter." "But the rotting tree logs will have a lot of bugs." And just then, a ladybug hears that Eleanor is worried about bugs. "Hello, camper family. I'm a ladybug. And I know you're worried about bug bites. And some bugs like mosquitoes, fleas, bed bugs, and ticks do bite, but no bugs bite to be mean. Blood is the food they cannot live without. When they bite you, they take a little bit of blood from you." Eleanor asks, "But ladybug, what if we scare the bugs off?" "Oh, actually, some bugs only bite because they're scared of you. And when you get too close to them, like spiders, wasps, bees, and ants." Eleanor's mom thanks Ladybug for telling them such important information about bugs. Ladybug replies, "No problem, I'm here to help. Also, I have seen this really cool spider web close by. Would you like to come check it out?" Harriet and Eleanor follow the ladybug to check out the spider web. "Look, look how sticky the web is. The sticky spider silk comes out of spiders and then they weave webs. But don't spiders get stuck on their own sticky web? Like if you walk on something sticky, or when you touch glue, you feel sticky and you can get stuck. Do spiders get stuck on their own sticky web?" "Oh, not at all. They leave a few non-sticky strands to walk on." "Oh, maybe the spider just wants other bugs to get stuck on its web." "Very smart, spiders. I see your plan. If there were no spiders, this world would have been a very buggy place. There would have been bugs all over the place." "Okay, campers, I need to go and talk to other campers. Take care and let me know if there's anything that I can help you with." Harriet asks the ladybug, "Ladybug, can I please take you home? You're so cute." Ladybug gets scared. "No, no, Harriet. You're very, very cute, but I can't go with you. I love this camping site." And Ladybug runs away. Even though Eleanor's family forgets their tent, this was the best camping trip they ever had. They all eat a lot of French fries and draw pictures of different bugs. Kids, next time you see a spider web, take a magnifying glass with you and try to see if there are any bugs caught up in the web. If you have any other fun ideas about building new things, or you have drawn something fun, or did a cool science project, please, please send them to us on stemstoriesforkids.com. And we'll post a story about it here. You can also find us on Instagram. Bye for now. We'll see you with a new story very soon.